How are Tyler Myers and the rest of your crew health-wise as you get ready for the
Yeah, we're good for everybody for tomorrow. Tyler blocked that shot, but he's fine.
Looking at yesterday's game, obviously you run into a hot goalie. You guys think about that much the next day, or is it clean slate moving forward?
So we went through and looked at the things that we like, things that we can do better, and then assessed our effort level. And it was even better on the video than it was. That's always for me. We win, and I never think we were quite that good, and we lose, and we were better. It was a hard game, and we got to the they're not easy to get to the net on, and we did. You know, we got in alone a couple times and got to a couple posts. But the first, 20 was even, and then we just kept getting stronger as the game went on. So I was really pleased with our fight in that game. We played well.
Easy to keep that going, or is it hard to get cranked up when you throw it?
Real hard to keep that going, but that's the challenge, right? That's where we got to get to. And that's all part of this process here, because that's a learned skill. And nobody wants to work that hard ever. I mean, human nature is to work hard so you can do less, right? But we've been pretty good at that all year. I like our last five games. I like the last game, the national game, the best of all.
Watching back, I guess just a thought on having a chance to see those two new guys in the game that they played for you for the first time.
Both good pros, right? They both can do things on the ice without any spending a lot of time working systems. Their reads are good. So Tyler will get more and more involved in jumping into the holes, but that wasn't that kind of game. With the neutrals they run, there's just not a lot of holes for them to jump up, so he made good reads not doing it. Moved the puck quick. And Drew was on the puck more than I'd seen him in Buffalo. Like, he was... I think there's a lot there. I think once those guys get up to kind of game speed with our group, they're going to help.
How do you put Tyler in particular in a position to succeed? You know, like, I don't want you to talk about Buffalo, but like more of a position where take advantage of his skill and size. And is it partner? Is it system? Is it letting him jump up more than he used to?
So I don't think that Tyler's game gets better by jumping up more. I think it gets better when he jumps up in the right times. And I think that the situation in Buffalo, they were behind it a lot. They're chasing the game. And he's a real important piece, so he feels the pressure to do that. And he didn't show any of that last night. He played the game right last night, the right times to hop in. And that's all we want. What we really want is to use all those skills that he does have, and when we talk about skating, moving the puck, handling the puck defensively, and play against the other team's best, and become a really well-rounded defenseman. 10 more points for him will not be the deciding factor to a good season or a great season. I mean, he could just play really well. It's all about wins. He's at that point in his career too, right? So he's going to play a lot. We're going to play him with a good partner, and we expect him to play well. I don't have any concerns with that. I really liked the way he thought through the game last night.
Like, you're trying to evaluate the player, right? And you're taking him out of that and putting him in here. And I guess what I'm saying is it just a matter of playing on a better team? Is it that you guys will have the puck more? Do you think he fits what you do?
Well, Tyler played in Buffalo when they were good, too, when they had some strong years, and then so did Drew. So they've got it in their memory bank. I don't know. I can't really assess his play in Buffalo. Yeah, you're right. You don't have a question there. He's big, he's strong, and he can skate. That's a big part of what we do. You know, he covers ice. He's a threat to jump in. When you look at the right side of our defense, they all are. And then he's a strong enough player to play well against other teams, really good players too. So we think we've got he's 25 years old. You keep forgetting that because he's been in the game for so long and been an important piece of Buffalo. We think he's going to be a big part of our team.
Can you compare tomorrow's opponent with last night's?
So it's similar, and they're feeling good. I know they lost their last game, but Detroit's been playing very well. They're systemized, so there's not going to be a lot of easy offense. Different style, right? There's a lot of quickness. It's a real good transition game. They've got a number of young players up front with great hands. So it's a different style. Last game was very, very physical. There were more cross checks in that game than any I've seen all year, and this will be all about quickness. Last night was as much about being physical and standing up and being in the dark areas. This will be about quickness to defense, not giving them the room to use their hands.
Do you notice a difference in your team's response after a loss right now from when you first got here?
Oh, for sure. I think as a group, I'm still concerned how hard they take it. They almost take it too hard. And what we're trying to get to, and I think we've gotten to a place that they can assess the game. So last night hurt only because of the investment, but not because we let one slip away or we didn't come to compete. Those are the games that hurt you most. I think we're getting to a point that they know how they play, which is really, really important. So that you win a game and you don't play any good, there's not a lot of talk. But last night, you know, it was quiet because there was some fatigue on the bus, but they came back to the rink right today. Look, you know, you watch their eyes when you walk by them in the hallway. They'll look at you and say good morning, and they're back to work.
You talk a lot about the identity that you're trying to build. Can you compare to some very good teams that you've coached? Are they getting to that similar mind space that, you know, that I would imagine that certain groups that are winners respond to certain setbacks in one fashion. Is this group getting into that right zone, for lack of a better term?
You know, with some teams that I've had in the past that got hot, we had a really strong identity for a short period of time, but we probably weren't going to be able to maintain it. Because of the youth of this team, you know, we feel that we're getting to that identity that we should be able to establish and maintain for a long period of time. And the top-end guys like it. You know, watch Little's line. I mean, they're doing it right just about every night now. They're not scoring, but in these last five, like last night, they played well. They generated some great offense. They finished checks. Their shift length was right. They played at a real high level. So it's not a game where two or three guys don't have to play it. Just all the hardworking guys, the bottom half of the team, the top half of the team works hard.